KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about people helping people this morning with Aaron Newcomb of the Engedi Refuge. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
I think it's easy for people to forget how big of a problem that sex trafficking is, even in our state here.
It is. You know, folks really don't realize what a huge issue it is. You know, there was research done back about 4 years ago in in King County. The prosecuting attorney there, Val Ritchie, did extensive work on that, and they actually employed the Arizona State University to do an independent study. They found that about 27,000 men were seeking to purchase someone for sex every single day just in King County. So it was an alarming sort of wake-up call as to the volume of what's actually happening. That represented about 4% of the male population within just Seattle. You can extrapolate that all over the state and, in fact, all over the country. And it's not just happening in big cities. It's happening in small cities. So that means there's a lot of activity going on. But on the back end of that, there's a lot of victims, and somebody needs to take care of them.
So you do that at Engedi Refuge?
Yes, we do. We are all about providing safety and restoration for women who have been sex trafficked. And often that's just classically sex trafficked. They've been forced or coerced into some sort of sexual exploitation that they never intended to be involved in. Other times it's just helping those that have been prostituted, and they've been also coerced into that scenario for a variety of different reasons. But they find themselves suffering from all kinds of effects of that kind of experience.
Aaron, are you ever involved at Engedi Refuge? Is the team there ever involved in rescues? And if so, are you at liberty to maybe tell a story of what a rescue looks like?
Yeah, we don't actually do rescue at Engedi Refuge. There are agencies that do that. They kind of do. Some people are very active. They work with law enforcement. They do kind of a snatch and grab for someone who is reaching out for help, who's in a crisis situation. We work with the agencies that are responding to those people that have reached out for help, or they've been rescued in some way. Often that's through law enforcement. Law enforcement plays a key role in this, to where they are interrupting the flow of that business, if you will, and engaging the traffickers, the johns or the customers, and the ladies who are in the mix of that. And realizing that those women are victimized in this situation, and often they're there without their free will, outside of their free will, and they're offering them resources. So they will contact Engedi Refuge and will, of course, provide beds as we're available. So we focus on the victim care component ourselves. We don't actually get out there on the street to do the rescue. But what we provide is a vital resource for those who are doing that, law enforcement, social services, and others.
So obviously it takes money to make this happen. Memory tells me that you have a lot of local businesses that team up to help support what you do at Engedi Refuge.
That's true. We've built community partners with businesses and faith-based organizations all across the county. We work with probably 35 to 40 different businesses that provide something. A lot of times that's monetary, and that's fantastic. Sometimes it's products or services that we need to kind of keep this thing going. A lot of times it's just their participation within, a local fundraiser. Like we have a banquet gala every year. We got to squeeze ours in March of this year, literally 2 days before the state was shut down because of the COVID restrictions. So that was a great blessing. I don't know what it's going to look like going into 2021. But it's great to have businesses that sort of have our back that way.
If there's a business owner or an individual who's listening who feels led to contribute either monetarily or in kind, how would they do that?
Yeah, it'd be really simple. They can just simply contact me, Aaron, at Engedi Refuge, and our number is 360-922-7600. Give us a call at the office there. Or go to our website. There's a real easy way to donate, and you can do that through the in-kind stuff, monetarily or whatever, and that's simply engedirefuge.com. And that's E-N-G-E-D-I, refuge, R-E-F-U-G-E.com. Super simple that way. And we take in-kind donations. Sometimes people donate cars or other things of value that we can either use or sell. But monetarily is always very, very helpful. We want to build our partnerships in the community to the point where we are self-sustaining within this community by and large.
Okay. Well, with your permission, we'll include that contact info in our podcast of this interview. Aaron Newcomb is the Development Director of Engedi Refuge. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.